When President Obama pushed for a hike in the minimum wage during last year's State of the Union address, lawmakers here in Vermont heeded the call. This year, the president is pushing for paid sick days for U.S. workers. But this time around, it's unclear whether that will be enough to spur the state legislature. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
When President Barack Obama urged states across the U.S. to raise the minimum wage last year, Governor Peter Shumlin embraced the mission as his own, and his advocacy in the State House resulted in a modest victory for the state's lowest wage workers. But the Democratic governor appears more ambivalent about the president's latest labor rights initiative.
I think the difficulty we're having here is that this is a new idea. It's not like the minimum wage where we've been doing it for a long time. There are good arguments on both sides of whether government should play a role in making this happen or not.
Proponents of paid sick leave mounted an unsuccessful legislative campaign in 2014, but they're back this year with a revised proposal designed to mitigate opposition from the business community. While the bill would still require employers to provide at least 7 days of paid sick time annually to full-time workers, it would delay onset of the legislation to give companies time to prepare. Business owners like Jen Kimmick, co-founder of the Alchemist Brewery in Waterbury, are traveling to Montpelier to urge lawmakers to get behind the bill.
And I really think it's important for everyone to really think about what it means to make the minimum wage and really calculate that in your head and put yourselves in the shoes of a single parent. You can't even make ends meet. What do you do when you get sick? These are people that have no vacation time.
But the governor and legislators are weighing testimony like Kimmick's against pushback from other business owners who say they can't afford another mandate from Montpelier.
We truly believe that employers need the flexibility to tailor benefits to their employees. The amount of funds available for benefits and pay is only so big. It's a percent of your gross revenue. And when that's exceeded, the business is in jeopardy.
That's Mark Sherman, owner of Stowe Mercantile and vice chairman of public policy for the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association, a group that opposes the bill. Sherman says the sick leave mandate would require many employers to reduce other parts of their employees' compensation packages. Supporters of paid leave counter that the bill is needed to rectify a gender imbalance in the workplace. Here's Carrie Brown, executive director of the Vermont Commission on Women.
49% of women report that they've lost pay or promotions or struggled to keep their jobs because of the need to care for sick children. Only 28% of men have said the same thing.
Both the House and Senate are considering paid sick leave bills this session. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.